I had resolved on a voyage around the world, and as the wind on the morning of April 24, 1895 was fair, at noon I weighed anchor, set sail, and filled away from Boston, where the Spray had been moored snugly all winter. A shortboard was made up the harbor on the port tack, then coming about, she stood to seaward. My step was light on deck in the crisp air. A thrilling pulse beat high in me. I felt there could be no turning back, and that I was engaging in an adventure, the meaning of which I thoroughly understood. Captain Joshua Slocum was the first person to sail single-handedly around the world. He was born in 1844 in his family's farmhouse in Nova Scotia, later naturalized an American and earned a living as a seaman, an adventurer, and a noted writer. In 1900, he wrote a book about his first circumnavigation, Sailing Alone Around the World, which became an international bestseller. I was born under a breeze and, ignoring all the joys of life, studied the sea, as perhaps few people in the world, he wrote. His father was a stern man and a strict disciplinarian, and Joshua yearned for a life of adventure at sea and away from his demanding father. After several attempts to run away, at age 14, he succeeded and hired on as a cabin boy and cook on a fishing schooner. His earliest ventures were made on coastal schooners. Later, he and a friend signed on as a seaman on a merchant ship bound for Dublin, Ireland. It was 1860. At 18 years old, he received his certificate as a second mate and quickly rose through the ranks. His first Blue Water Command in 1869 took him across the Pacific from California. He sailed for 13 years out of the port of San Francisco, and the next 20 years found him the master of 8 vessels. Over time, he would own 4 more, in part or in whole. Shortly before Christmas, 1870, Slocum and his ship were docked at Sydney, Australia. There he met, courted, and married Virginia Walker. Their courtship lasted a long 30 days. Virginia sailed with Slocum, raising the couple's 7 children, all born at sea or in foreign ports. By 1892, the 48-year-old Slocum was broke. He had lost his ship and fortune, but snagged a job at a local shipyard. While there, an old friend offered to give him a boat, the Spray, but admitted that it required a few repairs. The 36-foot, 9-inch vessel was an 80-year-old oyster sloop, and upon seeing it, Slocum thought the Spray's planks looked better suited for the stove than the sea. With no experience in repair and with the simplest of tools, an axe, a saw, a hammer, a bit, and a hand drill, Slocum set to work its repair in a seaside pasture at Fairhaven, Massachusetts. He labored in the shipyard by day and on the derelict sloop at night, and over time the old boat, to use a sailing term, come about to be seaworthy. All that survived from the old Spray was a sailing winch called a windlass, and the old girl's name herself, Spray. It had taken over 13 months. On June 21, 1892, Spray was put to sea. No one knows what pushed the captain to attempt a solo sail around the world. Perhaps it was a desire to become famous by doing the impossible. He set sail on his world journey on April 24, 1895, a Wednesday. It was cool and dry. He had no GPS, no radar, no modern convenience, just a sextant and a timepiece, a used watch he'd purchased for a dollar. Sailing only became more challenging when the minute hand fell off Slocum's watch one day at sea, though it didn't slow him. He navigated using the traditional method of dead reckoning for longitude, requiring only his one-handed watch and the noontime sun for latitude. Alone for days on end, with only 36 feet of rolling solid for security beneath his feet, the sailor could look to his left and see floor to ceiling blue forever in the distance. To his right, a mirror image with miles of waving ocean blue beneath him. Days upon days, nights upon nights, What stolen sleep the sailor could find contrasted against the enormity of the black, twinkling darkness above. No winged creatures in the middle of the ocean, no sound heard other than the swishing of water against the port and starboard sides, maybe an occasional whale's bellow in the distance. Any lesser of a sailor would find himself making friends with solitude or with madness. After more than 3 years, on June 27, 1898, Slocum arrived home in Newport, Rhode Island, having circumnavigated the world for the first time, a distance of more than 46,000 miles. His return went almost unnoticed. The Spanish-American War had stolen his headlines. Slocum's subsequent book revenues and lecture income provided him enough to purchase a small farm on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts in 1901. But he found he could not settle his wandering soul. After a year and a half, he weighed anchor and sailed on, solo, like always. Slocum would spend little time with his wife on Martha's Vineyard, as he preferred life aboard his mistress. On November 14, 1909, Slocum set sail for the West Indies on a usual winter trek. But this voyage would be different. There would be no return, as Slocum was never heard from again. The next summer, his wife informed local newspapers that he must be lost at sea. 14 years later, Captain Joshua Slocum was declared legally dead. In 2011, 99 years later, he was inducted into the National Sailing Hall of Fame in Newport. One lesser-known fact about Slocum breaks with his life aboard sailing vessels and compels a listener to pause and scratch his head. As accomplished and experienced as he was, Slocum never learned to swim. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.